This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. There's just a room full of people that we've been hanging out in the entire time. There's also another room full of people right next door to it. I think there's like 6 or 8 or 10 other rooms where they're having, you know, breakout sessions and various different things that are going on here.
And so few events do we show up at where there's other media doing these sorts of things. I mean, we live in a little bubble that is a media-less bubble. We never even get to talk to other people in our sphere. But I recently got interviewed by Amanda Head from America's Voice, and I was just struck at your professionalism, Amanda. I mean, I was just so amazed.
I got good sleep last night, so.
All right.
Great on your feet. Can tell me about America's Voice.
Sure. So I've been with America's Voice since midterms. I covered midterms for them in New York. Our studios are based out of New York. The company's actually based in Colorado, but I started with them, covered midterms, and that's when America's Voice Live started, which is the show that I co-host.
So you live in New York?
No, I live here's the thing. I live in L.A.
Okay.
My co-host, Jesse Kelly, lives in Texas.
Wow.
The studio is in New York. But the company, the meeting and all of that of the company is in Colorado. But they were nice enough to come to my house and Jesse's house, and they built nice little home studios for us.
Oh, sweet.
So I wake up in the morning, and our show broadcasts 10 to noon West Coast time. So I wake up, I put my makeup on, and I have a nice shirt on, and then I have
pajama
pants on the bottom.
Right.
It's like the fashion version of a mullet. It's business on top and bedtime on the bottom.
Right.
That is incredible
that you're able to pull that. Can you describe what America's Voice does? What's the show about?
So our show, America's Voice Live, is your typical news commentary type show. So, you know, during the daytime on, say, for instance, Fox News, it's generally hard-hitting, you know, reading off the wire type news, a little bit of commentary. And then later in the evening, you've got the Hannitys and the Laurie Ingram.
So you do commentary then?
So we do commentary.
Okay, great.
So we are the daytime commentary folks, Jesse and I. Jesse is 6'8", once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm 5'1", barely 100 pounds. So it's an interesting relationship between Jesse and I and our senses of humor. So it's a lot of fun.
As far as commentary, I'm just stunned to hear it. I mean, you were certainly fast on your feet and as far as the interview went, but a lot of times when you get these talking head kind of shows, you expect somebody who's not ready to do an interview, who's, you know, just reads things off of a teleprompter. I didn't get that experience at all, and now I understand a little bit because you have to be ready to talk about issues as they come to you.
Yes.
What kind of position you take?
Politically, I'm conservative.
Okay.
I'm fiscally conservative. I mean, you look at my the way that I run my life financially, and I'm like Scrooge McDuck.
You're a budget hawk.
Yes, very much so. In my own personal life, I wish our federal government mirrored that. In my social life, I mean, I'm pretty libertarian. I'm very about personal responsibility. I hold myself to very high, and some would argue, militant standards. But what you do with your life, it really doesn't concern me. Unless you are drinking and you get behind the wheel of a car and that affects me, then I don't really care what you do in your time, in your bedroom, in your life, at the parties you attend. None of that really matters to me. So
I guess this interview's over. We agree.
How did you come upon being with America's Voice?
Okay, so January 4th, 2016, I breached contract with the pop duo that I was a part of. I moved to L.A. in 2016.
Wait, you were a pop singer?
Yes. So I was...
I am surprised.
Give me a minute. I'll get around to it.
Okay,
so I was in a pop duo. We charted on the Billboard Mainstream Top 40 twice.
Wonderful.
We
Congrats.
Did a national tour. We opened up for Future at South by Southwest. We had a lot of success. But on January 4th of 2016, of course, it was an election year, and I decided that my voice, rather than singing, it could probably be better utilized in the political realm.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up a dear friend of mine, Sean McCutcheon. You might recognize the name McCutcheon from a Supreme Court case called McCutcheon versus FEC, where he argued that limiting aggregate campaign limits was a violation of free speech. So aggregate campaign limits, you've got your dollar limits for each candidate, right? And it varies whether it's local or state or federal. But they also limited the number of candidates that you could donate to. And so Sean McCutcheon went up against the FEC and argued that that was a violation of free speech, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won. So I knew Sean from family friends back home in Birmingham, Alabama, but I had seen him do MSNBC, CNN. He'd done the entire political media circuit.
Yeah.
So I called up Sean and I said, hey, this is, and it was interesting because Sean was a huge fan of my pop duo. So he was very sad to hear that I was leaving music. And he said over and over again, Amanda, are you sure you want to go into politics? Are you sure you want to go into politics? And I said, yes, tell me how to do it. And he said, well, we've got an extra ticket to CPAC. You should come. So I did, and I had a stack of business cards that I printed up online, like 10 bucks for 1,000 business cards,
yep.
The cheapest lunch you could find. So I show up at CPAC like an NBA player at a strip club, just like ATMing the business cards,
yep.
Making it rain all over the place. I started, I somehow landed a media interview similar to this at CPAC and made my way down Radio Row. And by the end of Radio Row, someone from the first station came up to me and said, hey, we have a time slot opening up on Conservative Commandos Radio. Would you be interested in doing it? So I started with Conservative Commandos Radio. That turned into being syndicated on Red State Talk Radio and other stations, and that snowballed into a job with the Rebel Media, which is a group that's based out of Canada, but they hired a whole slew of us. It was myself, Katie Hopkins, Sebastian Gorka, Kurt Schlichter. They hired all of us. That gave me an even bigger platform, which turned into a national spokesperson job with Committee to Defend the President, which is a super PAC.
This is all within the last 2 years?
This is all since January 4, 2016.
Wow.
And then America's Voice picked me up in November. So.
Wow. That's a whirlwind tour.
That sure is. I don't doubt it for a second. You are a lovely lady.
Thank you.
Where can people go see some of your work?
Sure. TheHollywoodConservative.us is my website. You can find me on Twitter at VHWCon because Twitter discriminates against long Twitter handles. And on Instagram.
That's not all they discriminate against.
No kidding. Instagram and Facebook, The Hollywood Conservative or Amanda Head. I'm not on Snapchat because I'm too old.
I don't even know how to do it.
I don't either, and I don't want to learn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought it was just teenagers taking pictures of their crotches.
So what are we going to find at thehollywoodconservative.us?
So
is it different than what you're doing with America's Voice?
Yes. So The Hollywood Conservative is a brand that I built because I figured as far as Hollywood, there probably was only one conservative. And I waited to book the domain thinking that I was the only person ever looking for thehollywoodconservative.com and how wrong I was. And they wanted to tie me up in litigation to pay $5,000 for .com.
No thanks.
And I said no thanks. So it's thehollywoodconservative.us. It's an aggregate news website. And you go there, you sign up for the emails, you just plug in your email and your zip code, and then you get emails sent straight to your inbox every day.
And you told us you had almost like, what, 500,000 or more email addresses?
Yeah, 400,000.
That's an incredible number. I mean, that's
in fact, really even as I walk around here and people see my name tag, they're like, Amanda Head, I get your emails every day.
Wow. And you actually put the emails together?
No, I have a company that does that.
That's
for
nice.
Me. Yeah. No, I'm not so
You're
great on the tech
side. You're
probably
very busy with America's Voice.
I'm technically a millennial, but I'm not so good with that stuff.
So you're on 5 days a week?
Yes, 5 days
America's
a week,
Voice?
10 to noon, Pacific time, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
And then what do you do with the rest of your day if you're on at 10 a.m. to noon Pacific?
I still sing jazz around Hollywood. So
what was the name of this duo that you have just been calling the duo?
Stash.
Stash.
Stash. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And people should go find that.
Yeah.
We're being given
the note. We're all getting signed.
We're getting the rap.
Okay,
we're getting
the rap sign.
All right. Well, cool. Hey, it's been great talking to you here on Free Talk Live. And thanks for having Mark on your show. I guess that's going to show up on the America's Voice television network, which we don't have the URL.
Yeah,
sir,
we'll
what is the URL for America's Voice? Does anyone know? They don't know. They're wearing the shirt.
Search for it's America's Voice Not News.
You'll find it. Okay, yeah, that's right. I remember I was looking for
that's
it
right. Yes.
Because there was another America's Voice, but that wasn't it. It was the America's Voice News.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct.
It was the America's
yes.
Voice News
yes.
was what it was.
Yes.
And she is Amanda Hett. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure.
Yeah, as we're here from Freedom Fest 2019, and it's day number 3. Boy, it's been a busy event, Mark. I mean, we are just nonstop. We've been nonstop interviews all day. We've packed in 2 days' worth of content into one day.
Yeah, this is what I've been trying to tell you about Freedom's Fest for years. It's like this all the time. This isn't a special Freedom Fest.
Oh, I didn't think it was.
This
is a massive event.
It
doesn't start
like,
from zero like that.
And it is so amazing.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like going to your job every day? If you have your own business, can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? Probably not. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're at Freedom Fest 2019 on day number 3 here, and it's been a big event. Lots of people here all over the place. Interesting folks, many, of course, that we've already talked to in the past, but some new faces, actually a lot of new faces. I don't know, probably 95% of the people, if not 98% of the people at this event, which is great because it means the Liberty Movement is big and it's growing, and there's all kinds of folks that are involved in it.
Plus, we're over here in Las Vegas, which means that we're tending to draw more from a West Coast crowd, and
that's
lots
true,
of people
yeah.
we haven't met along the way.
Christopher Baer is with us from scienceofsociety.net. Welcome, Christopher.
Hi. Glad,
so,
glad
Christopher, I met you at your booth, and I often, when I go to these events, I'll find somebody who sort of wants to redesign society. And usually these people are either brilliant or a kook, and usually a little bit of both. And yeah. I just want to hear what you have to say. So give me the pitch on scienceofsociety.net.
Okay. Glad to. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
The Science of Society was foundation was started by a man named Spencer Heath, who was a brilliant philosopher, scientist, inventor, attorney, horticulturist, poet. He was just a universal genius.
Okay.
And he was responsible for about 75%. His company made 75% of the aircraft propellers in World War One, used by the Allies in World War One. So he's a brilliant inventor. He designed the best propeller blades for planes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always interested in science, and especially the application of science toward the solution of social problems. And he did a lot of reading. So he retired at about the age 50. He sold his business, and he decided that he's going to spend the rest of his life doing something productive for humanity. And I ran into him in the 70s. I ran into his books.
Yep.
And it's pretty tough reading. The guy's brilliant, and he's a good writer, but he has really deep thoughts. I mean, it's just my degree was in science. I have a bachelor's in physics. And about halfway through this book, I said, wow, these ideas are great. This is the solution to all of society's problems.
Okay.
Could you imagine a solution that would eliminate war and
right.
and poverty and slavery and crime and everything like that? And I really had an epiphany. And so I started reading more about his work and about the work of other people that he was familiar with. And
now, I've never heard of the author. He's not widely distributed then, right?
Yeah, that's the funny thing about him. He was a brilliant mind, but he didn't have, and he was very successful in business, but he didn't have the foggiest of idea of how to get his ideas out there to distribute his. And this was in the 50s, which is, you know, kind of the heyday of socialism, yeah. you know, welfare state kind yeah. of stuff.
So give me the ideas. So, I mean, how did you how do you intend to make them consumable?
Yeah, can you boil them down for us?
Okay, boil them down. Well, his concept was he created this concept called the proprietary community.
Proprietary community, okay.
Okay. And basically it's the idea is that he figured out how to structure a community that could provide all the services that states usually provide,
uh-huh.
but without the state.
Okay.
In other words, he had enough understanding of human nature that he figured out exactly how that should be done. So the several key principles that he discovered. First of all, he decided that the best thing to do is to have a community owned by one person, and then to lease individual parcels to people to build houses or
okay.
office buildings or industrial complexes.
So benevolent whatever. Dictatorship then.
Not a dictatorship though, but
okay.
benevolent, because he has a business, he has a proprietary interest. He builds the roads. He has a proprietary interest of maintaining security.
So is this any different than, say, like Disney World or,
yes, very
or
similar.
Gated neighborhood or something?
Very
like
similar to Disney World. In fact, Walt Disney, when he built Epcot Center, Epcot stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney wanted to build something very similar to what Heath advocates. It was a complete self-contained unit. He tried to get the state of Florida to give him essentially complete autonomy. So he had his own legal system. He had plans for absolutely everything, utilities, security,
right,
everything. But he died before the project was complete, and when his brother took over, his brother just said, "I'll just finish the damn thing. You know, we'll just mm-hmm. be a regular city."
And where was it? What's the?
That's in Florida.
About Disney World.
Where?
Oh, oh, sorry, about Disney World.
Yeah,
is
Disney
it,
World.
You know where that is,
okay,
right?
I know where Disney World is. I thought we were talking about the author having built this place.
You're
Orlando.
Talking about Walt Disney building
this
place.
About Walt Disney.
Yeah, Walt
okay,
Disney.
Great. Right. Sorry, pronoun trouble.
So you're absolutely right. I mean, that was kind of a prototype, and there are many others being built around the world today. For example, in Honduras, they have these what's called free zones.
Yep.
ZEDs. Yeah. So
yeah, Mark's obsessed with those. He's actually even got a book all
oh, really?
About it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's a man who a very wealthy man. His name is Massimo. He's building a proprietary community along the lines of Spencer Heath, and he actually bought one of the Zeddies, and he's actually planning out the legal system, and there's been a lot of advances in technology since Heath Day. Like, for example, have you heard of something called ULEX?
Yep, I've heard of ULEX. ULEX is Thomas W. Bell's legal system, where he's taken the English common law system and pared off some of the sort of liberal activist aspects and just turned it into a legal system that sort of rides on case law.
Exactly. And it's open source. Anybody who wants to build a community can get the logic of it and tailor it to exactly the way they want. And the beauty of Heath's community is that there's each community would have a bylaws and a contract between each resident and the proprietor.
So the contract's very important, because what goes on now with a social contract is that people say you've signed a social contract by being in a particular geographic area, and the social contract can be changed anytime it wants, unilaterally, by the one side, and you can never change any aspect of it.
That's right.
And that doesn't sound like a contract. It doesn't sound like anything but serfdom.
It is
and,
a contract.
I believe we have a free-range serfdom as we have it today.
Exactly.
And that a contract would then put you, on the very least, in legal standing, an equal footing with whomever it is that you're living with. Now, I think it runs contrary to the American dream of owning your own property. However, nobody who's listening to me owns their own property. And if they if they really believe they own their own property, I'd recommend they not pay that annual rent to the government that they call property tax. Just don't pay it a few years in a row.
Right.
See how much you really own your property.
It's called a tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they used to call it quit rents back when they were serfs. Now we call quit rents property tax. It's all the same thing. There's a lord, and that lord now is your county commissioner, your city council, or whatever it is.
The only difference is we get to vote on who the lord is, but he has just as much power as the aristocrats in ancient monarchy.
Christopher Baer of scienceofsociety.net. Sounds like you're onto something. I think we probably will agree with you that private choices like this, intentional communities, will work. We're coming up here. Thanks for joining us on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hours after Iran denied that the U.S. downed one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian state TV now says Tehran has seized a British flagged ship. The company who owns the British tanker says they did lose contact with the ship earlier on Friday. Now, Iran is denying that we shot down that drone, but according to National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Yeah, there's no question that this was an Iranian drone, and the USS Boxer took it out, as the president announced yesterday, because it posed a threat to the ship and its crew. This is entirely the right thing to do.
President Trump says he's unhappy with Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, saying that he believes she hates the U.S. and she should be lucky to be where she is. The president again reiterated that he's not a fan of the send her back chant, which took place at a recent rally in North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 on day number three, talking to the interesting folks that are here. We can't talk to them all because there's, 2,000 people, roughly, I would say, here at this event. It is definitely possibly one of the biggest events out there. I would say that it, definitely is giving the Anarchapulco folks a run for their money. I'd say they're pretty neck and neck. They're both very good, very big, very well-organized pro-liberty conferences. And this one's got, a little bit more of a, the feel to it is different, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
more conference-y.
More conference-y, maybe a little more ritzy, more suits kind of folks. Older generations tend to be at this one. But we've had a number of interesting guests on, including now author and advertiser here on Free Talk Live. He's Connor Boyack, the author of The Tuttle Twins. Welcome, Connor.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to finally get to meet you. Met you in real life. And the Tuttle Twins have been around for some time. Can you briefly describe them for the audience?
So we take libertarian and free market classics and turn them into kids' versions. So cool. We've got Bastiat's The Law and Road to Serfdom.
Creature
from Jekyll Island. Yeah. Atlas Shrugged. I mean, you name it, we're turning it into kids' versions. Basically, the idea is to help kids age 5 to 11 learn the principles of a free society. And frankly, the kind of devious thing is we're actually teaching a lot of adults who, like the parents, right?
They would read it.
They would never read the original books. Maybe it's intimidating or whatever, right?
I don't want to read Atlas Shrugged. It's too damn long.
Right, but I'll sit down with my kid and read a little kid's book and absorb the same ideas that way. So it's kind of a fun little devious ploy to educate more than just the kids.
Right, so my son consumed them all in about 2 days' time.
Yeah.
And he has gotten his mother to read some of them with him.
Uh-huh.
I believe you read to your children for as long as they're willing to read
for sure.
With you. And hopefully
they enjoy reading enough that they go on and just sort of read without you.
Right.
I like to give them the freedom in that area. I also don't, because he's homeschooled, I don't send him to bed at a particular hour, so he can be in his room and he can read at certain times. And I've noticed the Tuttle Twins being reread. At least the books are sitting on his nightstand.
All right.
So I presume they're being reread, and they're favorites of his.
It's interesting. I admittedly have no, I don't know, strategy or calculated approach to how these books have been so successful.
Yeah.
And as they have been, I've had to really try and grapple with that, because parents are like all the time, weekly at a minimum, we will get a comment from a parent saying, my kid does not like to read, right? He doesn't read very often, but oh my gosh, he reads your books over and over and over. And we have gotten so many of those over the years that the theory we have right now as to why that is because so many kids' books are just fluff. Like, they're really ultimately about nothing. There's classics, there's really gripping books, but most kids' books are just fluff. Mm. Our books are teaching kids tough material. We're treating them like they're older kids, right? We're teaching spontaneous order to six-year-olds. We're teaching anarcho-capitalism to eight-year-olds. You know what I mean? And obviously, we're doing it in a kid-friendly way, but I think the fact that we're treating kids like older kids is very invigorating to them, and so they're kind of captivated by
it
and want to learn more.
That's what young people want. They want to be treated as though they're people,
right?
You know, in my experience. And I think it's important to not underestimate young people. I think that's true of, you know, not only kids, but also pets and things like that. I don't have kids, but I've got a dog, and I never treated her like she was stupid or anything like that. Turns out, you know, she can learn stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that you do understand what the reason that at least I believe the Tuttle Twins have been popular is because there are a handful, there's some pro-liberty sort of picture books out there, the ones that you read to kids that are, you know, they have a few words on each page and then large pictures that are engaging for the very young kids.
Yeah.
And there are fewer that have sort of chapter books, as I would call them. They may have some pictures in them like the Tuttle Twins do, but you know, largely word-based as opposed to picture-based.
Right.
And of those, there are none that I can think of that are a series off the top of my head. And thus, you know, there's just, you don't have much competition. They're well-written books. I have read them to Jack, and I know what I'm reading.
Do these have the same characters coming back in different books?
Yeah, they do. We have 10 books total in the series now. And I think you're right.
Wait,
Mark,
when did the 10th one come out?
Just a few weeks ago.
Oh, come on. I got to get that.
Yeah, Tuttle Twins and the Education Vacation. This is based on John Taylor Gatto.
Oh, wow.
All about compulsory education. And so this is the book where...
That's going to be a good one for the kids in government school, right?
Exactly. And so now the twins are in the story. The twins leave government school, and now they're homeschooler, kind of road schooler, world schooler type of a family. So it's a very fun book. We've got 10 total. We're going to keep going. We do about 2 a year. And it is the same characters. There's kind of a brand built around this. And over time, we're just going to have more and more offerings so that these families with kids of any age can have material connected to that brand for their kids of any age.
What launched this? I mean, how did this get started, and how long ago was it?
So 5 years ago, 2014, I was here at Freedom Fest, actually, announcing our first book. And it was just kind of a labor of love, fun little project, because as a president of a think tank in Utah, Libertas Institute, I would come home and want to talk to my kids about what I did all day long. But how do you talk about, like, eminent domain or civil asset forfeiture or whatever?
You wrote a 100-page paper today.
Exactly. Here's a white paper, son, right? Like, good luck. And so that kind of prompted this thought, like, that would be super interesting. So I went on Amazon. I was like, hey, you know, Liberty Books for Kids or whatever. There's nothing.
Right.
And so I'm like, hey,
wasteland.
Yeah, let's do it. We did the first book. The response here at Freedom Fest was amazing. Obviously, like most everyone has kids or grandkids, nephews or whatever. And so the book did really well. To us, that was kind of the market signal, like, all right, we're on to something. And so we advertised very heavily initially within the libertarian community. That community is only so big.
Right.
Right. And so then we're like, hey, homeschoolers, right? And so we kind of pivoted our marketing a little bit to say, this is great. We'll do curriculum. We'll help you out. And then, you know, that audience is also so big. And so now we pivoted in a way where, yes, we still cater to those core audiences because those are like our true fans and the people who kind of
buy all the books.
Exactly. But we've broadened it to say, hey, parents, don't you want your kids to have broad parents, right? Not just in our core audiences. Don't you want your kids to have critical thinking skills and understand time-tested values that schools no longer teach? To which they think, wait a minute.
Yes, I want that.
Yeah, like the schools aren't teaching. It creates this like scarcity mentality where they're like, well, I want a well-rounded child. Yes, you know, and the books spread really well through word of mouth. And so we're bleeding out, which is great because that means for the Liberty Movement, we're broadening the tent quite a bit. We're not preaching to the choir. We're very much kind of bringing in new blood.
This is as you were just saying, these are great tools to spread the ideas of liberty because, you know, everybody who's listening to me has some kid that's related to them, and they're probably in that range between 5 and 11, and you can get 3 or 5 or 8 or 10 of the Tuttle Twins books. Give them to them.
For sure.
And their parents aren't going to freak out on you.
Yeah.
You know, whomever they are, you know, whatever the way they're related to you. The kid can enjoy the book, and then they're getting some of the ideas, and if they really like them, then you can get the rest of the series or however.
And yeah. Then a sibling's going to read it. The parent's going to be curious. It's just going to bleed outward. So, absolutely. In fact, just last week, we launched a new curriculum. So we've got the 10 books. I said we're going to keep doing 2 every year. So that's all at TuttleTwins.com. If you go to freemarket.tuttletwins.com, that's where we launched our new weekly curriculum. So now entire families with kids of all different ages will get weekly content where we start them week one with the basics. What are needs and wants? Let's do a little activity, age-appropriate activity, understand the differences. Week two, maybe it's how do needs and wants change over time, right? Then we start getting into resource allocation and scarcity and exchange and barter and trade. And so
it's an economics course for kids.
Precisely. Amazing. Well, and for families. We're doing right. It for the kids, but also we provide content for the parents. And then at the end, which is what I love the most, every week after we give them the content and the activities, at the end of the email for that week, we have what are called dinner conversation starters. So it's like, hey, parents and kids, after you've talked about spontaneous order or whatever, here are a few questions that you guys can talk about around at the dinner table so that you all understand together and have a really deep, meaningful conversation rather than, hey, what did you do today?
Nothing.
You know, like, let's talk about important issues.
I hate that.
Is this a subscription service?
It is. So it's a subscription, either monthly or yearly, and it's actually one of the perks we're doing is that for our subscribers, they'll get all future Tuttle Twins books for free.
Oh, wow.
And so it's a really good perk to be part of this this family that we're calling it Free Market Rules because it's the rules of the free market, but also, yeah, the free market rules, yeah. Right? Kind of a double entendre. So that's at freemarket.tuttletwins.com.
That seems really smart. Connor, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Really
appreciate
it.
Appreciate
check it. Out tuttletwins.com. It sounds like it's really awesome, and I know Mark's son really, really loved it.
He really does.
The endorsement he did for your ad was fantastic. More coming up here from Freedom Fest.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. This is the third day of 4 days of broadcasting from this event here in Vegas. We're at the Paris Hotel. It's Ian and Mark here. And by the way, I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. This is where people who love freedom, people who are individuals that reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, are welcome to list the things that they do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you, for instance, you've got a media thing that you do. Maybe you're a creator of YouTube videos or podcasts or something like that. You can go to liberty.menu and you can list the things that you do there for other liberty-minded folks to see. Maybe you'll get some new business out of it. Could be a good tool for you to connect with other people who care about freedom and are looking for the service that you provide. And you know what? It's free to use, so why not? Unless, of course, you don't want people to know that you love freedom. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Again, the site's free to use, so head on over there to liberty.menu. As we continue, joining us here in our remote studio, Tom Newell, the Government Affairs Director, which is also involved in helping keep the government more accountable. FGA, Tom, that stands for the Foundation for Government Accountability. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. Mark, it's great to be with you today.
What do you guys do over there at the Foundation for Government Accountability?
Well, we do a variety of things, but we want more and more people to experience the American dream, the power and the dignity of work. But one of the things that we realize is that government has a lot of perverse incentives to keep people from working. And specifically when it comes to Medicaid and welfare benefits, while a lot of us, you know, would maybe even disagree with the role of government being involved in those things, the truth is it's not going to go away. But the best that we can do is make sure that we're protecting those resources for the truly needy and not a lot of people who are receiving benefits that shouldn't be receiving them to begin with.
Why isn't it going to go away? I mean, we were actually just talking about this last night, and Mark and I had a, I don't know if you want to call it a panel discussion, but we were at an event where we were on stage, and it seems like people on the right, you know, Republicans or whoever, have kind of given up on this issue. They seem to just say, well, we're just always going to have welfare. And why? Why not propose to end welfare entirely and allow charities and, you know, churches and people who care to actually take care of people in need?
Yeah, that's a great question. The truth is, you just mentioned it, it's politicians, and many politicians just aren't going to take those votes and do those things.
They're cowards, is what you're saying.
you know, we work with a lot of those private charities and mm-hmm. help focus on the initiative of these private charities. Oftentimes, are really helping people get back to work.
Oh yeah,
rather
sure
than just giving them a handout
because they care about
right.
people.
Right. So we do highlight a lot of those groups and work with those groups doing that. But we also look and say to the politicians, because a politician will say, well, these people are truly needed. They need help. But a politician, when you can show them, well, this person's making a lot more money than they should be making, and you're still helping them. This person's dead, and you're still sending a welfare check.
They do not need help.
Yeah, this person just won the lottery, and you're sending them a welfare check. Politicians will actually do something about that. And so we're focused on helping them to make those changes. Right, that they will do. Yes, correct. And, you know, I've discovered I'm actually one of those former politicians, in full disclosure. And I know that many states, when it comes to welfare, they'll send out a little postcard to you. And literally, the question is, are you still eligible to receive Medicare? Check yes or no. And that's their idea of welfare integrity. That's their idea of, you know, doing an audit.
If I listen to the liberals, they tell me there is no fraud in welfare and that I should stop talking about that. That insurance, although insurance has 20, you know, this industry that checks in on people and actually has an apparatus to make sure that you're in trouble. And, of course, legal consequences if you're using their services and you're not eligible for them. They have a 25% fraud, but welfare, no fraud there. I'm just not supposed to even look at this.
Yeah, it's unfortunately liberals and then just bureaucrats in general, they get paid the more people they actually have signed up for mm-hmm. welfare. That's kind of their job security. And yeah, they'll either say there's no fraud or they'll say all the fraud's on the provider side. Well, the reality is there is some fraud on the provider side. Attorney generals around the state already go after that kind of fraud. And even, and they don't like to mention this, but even President Obama did a study about halfway through his term and discovered there was a lot of fraud on the eligibility side. And then they just kind of quietly put that away, and then they never did an audit again. And so the truth is, even in some purple states and some blue states, they have found when they did some of the basic checks that we have them do, that there is a lot of fraud there, and they've cleaned up roles. Arkansas found that there was like 43,000 people receiving benefits that didn't even live in Arkansas. And so they removed tens of thousands of people. Illinois removed, I think, 14,000 people who were dead that were still receiving benefits. So,
do they get to vote still?
Probably in
They're
Illinois.
They're good voters
yeah.
in Illinois.
So yeah, that is the first pushback. But when we can begin to show them, every state says that. But when they put in some of these basic integrity checks, they find that there is fraud there.
So when how do you go about doing these checks? What are they? What's the mechanism for it?
So one of the key things that we encourage states to do, you know, everyone now, you know, you can check your credit score, and that changes weekly because all this data, whether we like it or not, all this data is out there. So one of the very simple tests, let's say I come in and I apply for welfare and I say I'm making $20,000 a year and they say, okay, we're going to give you welfare. And then 3 months later, I go and I get a car loan and I put on that car loan, hey, I make $45,000 a year. That data is available. A state can actually, and we don't work for any vendor, but there are lots of vendors that are out there that they can get a contract and say, we would like you to take our data, check it with all these other databases. And so that vendor would come back to the state and say, well, we just flagged an issue here. You have a person, Jane Doe, that says they're making this, but they told someone else they were making that. You should call this person in, talk to them, do some background checks, and see what's really accurate. So that's basically what happens. So they call them up. They do a little investigation. Maybe they lied on the other application, and they should be receiving benefits. Maybe they lied to you. Maybe they have all this money setting aside here. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just won the lottery there. And that's another thing. They just cross-check lottery rolls.
Right.
I mean, the states are administering these lotteries. They can check to see, oh, this person just won $1 million. They shouldn't be receiving benefits anymore. So it's just connecting the dots with the data. But most states, again, their idea of connecting the dots is sending out a postcard and having you just self-verify that you're still eligible.
Well, bureaucrats are lazy.
unfortunately, when it comes to a lot of these issues, that's true.
Yeah, that's another question I wanted to ask. Is one of the things that sort of floats around these factoids in the libertarian sphere is that the government bureaucrats that administer these programs actually make a surprising percentage of the sort of welfare rolls, meaning that the amount of money that goes out to welfare recipients as compared to what the administrators of these projects is surprisingly...
They get the majority. They get the majority of it.
There is a large bureaucracy, no doubt, that's set up, which is the inefficiency of it to begin with, I think we would agree. But there's this bureaucracy that everyone becomes a number, not a person. And obviously, I've got to have a caseload as even a low-level bureaucrat, and I want to make sure that caseload is justifying my job.
Yeah.
So that happens. And then we've even had stories... not the fraud side, if someone just finally, maybe they really were down on their luck, they're finally able to get a job, and now it's time to move off. And we've actually had stories...
But nobody wants to move off.
...of these bureaucrats saying, oh, I'm so sorry that you're actually moving off of welfare and back to work now. And it's like, what?
Sorry. That's,
yeah, I mean, we've had real-life stories of that happening.
Wow.
So there's a perverse incentive. We want to get rid of those perverse incentives because we think the key is for people to work, have the freedom that comes from work to make their own choices. We want to get government out of the way and make sure people can get back to work.
Yeah.
So some people say that welfare only lasts for 2 years, and that but other people use the term welfare to describe all kinds of government programs. Can you clear that up a little bit?
Sure. So there is a variety of, and we use welfare in that broad sense of every government assistance program. And it is true, people oftentimes will think about food stamps as being a short-term solution. You know, this is to help you on a hard times to get back on your feet. And so technically it was set up to be a short-term solution. The problem is lots of bureaucrats and liberal politicians have put all these loopholes in often cases now, where states use these loopholes and people can get those benefits for a lot longer. We come back, again, one of our other issues is go back to the states and say, get rid of these loopholes, stop using these loopholes, get people back to work, let food stamps be a true short-term solution, not the long-term solution that it's become for many people.
Do the states actually have programs to get people back to work?
You know, there are some states that do. Texas is one that's pretty good on that. Texas has this thing that says, you know, you need to find a job, and if you don't find a job, we're going to put you to work for free doing something. And it's amazing how quickly people are like, well, if you're going to make me work for free, maybe I will find a job that actually pays me for it. So there are lots of things that government can do to help in that thing. Most just aren't doing it now, in all honesty.
Tom Newell, the Government Affairs Director over at thefga.org. And I want to say thank you, Tom, for joining us here tonight on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. As long as these terrible welfare programs are going to be in existence, they ought to be administered as accurately as possible. But we want to see them all abolished. This is Free Talk Live, and abolish the state while we're at it. End coercion. We'll see you tomorrow for the final day of Free Talk Live from Freedom Fest 2019.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill.
because now Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.